New York State will purchase 69,000 acres of former finch prime lands from the Nature Conservancy over the next 5 years. The New York State DEC must classify the lands under unit management plans. The group Protect the Adirondacks is proposing that a 39,000-acre portion be used to create an Upper Hudson Wilderness Area. Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer notes that some of the lands are already classified wild.
About half of that 39,000 acres is land that's already in the Forest Preserve. It's land, if you look on the map, that's the Hudson River Primitive Area, or it's the Vanderwacker Wild Forest Area, or the Blue Mountain Wild Forest Area. So the actual 39,000-acre proposal for the new Upper Hudson River includes about 20,000 acres of new lands, a little less, and a little more than 19,000 of existing forest preserve lands that would be reclassified.
Peter Bauer says the purchase consolidated some very important lands along the Hudson River.
It would keep motorized uses on the periphery. That's one thing that a wilderness area does. It would also close a number of roads in the area to motor vehicles. There would be some floatplane use that's existing on First Lake, and Pine Lake would continue, but the majority would be closed off for floatplane access. The other thing that's really important is the opportunity to protect 22 miles of the Hudson as part of a formal wilderness area. What we found is it's really in the Forest Preserve, only through a wilderness classification do we get the strongest protections.
Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe says Protect is asking for too much land to be designated wilderness, and most of the land in their proposal does not meet the definition of wilderness.
Just for people that may not be familiar with it, once the state owns it, it is Forest Preserve, and as Forest Preserve, it's forever wild. But then it can be further classified as one of six classifications, but the ones that are relevant here are wilderness or wild forest. The wilderness classification prohibits any motorized access. And what we believe in the local government is that the wild forest classification is much more conducive to a tourism economy. It allows many more people to use the resource. And these are the people that are paying the bills. But if it's classified as wilderness, the roads are blocked. Basically, people are told, keep out. There are some areas that should be classified as wilderness, you know, like the OK Slip Falls, like the Hudson River Gorge, maybe Boris Pond, that closely meet the definition of wilderness. But the vast majority of it, I think local government's position will be, should be wild forest.
Protect the Adirondack's proposed Upper Hudson Wilderness Area would be focused along 22 miles of the Hudson River between Newcomb and North River and be larger than 9 other wilderness areas in the Adirondacks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.